Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You can really find out what your metal's made of here, right? As soon as this mic goes hot. How the heck are you today? Coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 different things I want to talk with you about today, and I'm not going to get to probably half of it. I don't know. You never know. You might get around to it. Of course, the big one, right? We got to go there, right? We have to go there because the media is making us go there. You know what I'm talking about? Donald Trump, right? Yeah. Donald Trump says something about the Second Amendment, and the left-wing progressive press goes crazy. You know how crazy they're going? Dan Rather got dug up. CNN Money got a piece out there. Dan Rather calls Trump Second Amendment people comments a new low. I listened to the comments probably 24 times. Do you honestly think that Donald Trump was calling for the murder of Hillary Clinton? Do you believe that? You know, this is Armed American Radio. Armed American Radio. What do we talk about every single day? My gosh, the media wanted to. They could come in and cherry pick comments off this program and make you out to be whatever you... I mean, for the conversations we've had on this show, the wide open conversations about the true meaning of the Second Amendment. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of left-wing hacks have already done that. But we're not running for president, so they don't really care. But they call you the gun nuts and all that stuff, and that's great, because I am a gun nut. I'm nuts for my guns, love my guns, and I'm not going to give them up. You want them, come and get them. Molon Labe, what does that make me? What did I just say? Did I threaten somebody's life? I think I've said on the air before, you know, if Hillary Clinton wants my guns, come and get them. Good luck with that. Is that a threat? Did I threaten her life? I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous. And there's a lot of paranoid people out there. There's a lot of people who don't like Donald Trump on both sides of the aisle. I've got a piece coming out this Friday in the Concealed Carry Report that you need to see. You need to see it. It's not about Trump. It's about people who don't like Trump and what they're saying about it. And they're individuals that are pro-gun, and I know them to be pro-gun because I know who I'm writing about in the piece, although I don't tell you that, and I won't tell you that. If and when the time is right, I'll tell you that. Now the time isn't right. Suffice to say, you read the piece, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. There are pro-gun, and these are pro-gun people who, for some reason, are allowing their distaste for Donald Trump to cloud the big picture in their mind. And that is the defeat of Hillary Clinton. So it's really something, and when I ask you to get your head out of your media, sometimes I don't ask you to get your head out of your media, I tell you to get your head out of your media, because it's just the best thing there is for you. You need look no further than the quote-unquote uproar. You've got the New York Times admitting, flat out admitting, that they're sabotaging Donald Trump. They're flat out admitting it. And, of course, we told you prior to or just about the time the nominations were set in stone that you haven't seen anything yet, and you haven't. It's going to get worse, if you can believe that. The media is going to get worse. They're going to do everything they possibly can to bury Donald Trump. They're going to take everything he says like this, and they're going to blow it out of the water. Donald Trump was referring to Armed American Radio listeners and the fact that we are fervent supporters of the right to bear arms, and we're going to do everything in our power to see to it that Hillary Clinton does not get her way with the Supreme Court. That's not a death threat. That's a mainstream media feeding a socialist, I mean, Elizabeth Warren, the opportunity to attack Donald Trump, for example. Now they're digging up Dan Rather. Dan Rather biased. I mean, I thought Dan Rather just went away. But no, Dan Rather calls Trump's Second Amendment people comments a new low. Former anchorman, who cares what Dan Rather says? I mean, this is how bad it's become, that they're digging these people out. Will Smith, a dopey actor who did what? Fresh Prince of Bel-Who or something? Bel-Air, right? Remember this guy? Is out there talking about, you know, we're cleansing the... I mean, oh, my, it's just enough to just make you crazy. And Trump is right when he talks about how dishonest the media is. I mean, I've been telling you this stuff for years and years and years. That's my one big pet peeve. I hate the media. Can't stand them. Doing tremendous damage to the psyche of this nation. And they've been at it for years and years and years. You're just seeing them now go nuts because they all know that if Hillary Clinton loses, their progressive agenda is done. It's finished. The only legacy Barack Obama has survives only if Hillary Clinton makes it to the White House. Because everything he's done by executive action. And he's done, quite frankly, against the will of the people. 70% of the people don't like the direction of the country. And they're dredging up Dan Rather. I mean, this is how bad it is. What did he say? He said to anyone who still pretends this is a normal election of Republican against Democrat, history is watching, and I suspect its verdict will be harsh. That's what Dan Rather wrote on Facebook. Well, Dan, I could have told you this isn't a normal election of Republican against Democrats. That's not rocket science. The Republican Party, establishment Republican Party, could not. And now think about this. Think about what I'm about ready to say. The Republican Party could not field a candidate for president from within its own ranks. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Not only could they not field a candidate from within their own ranks, the ones they brought forward were trounced in record numbers. 15 of them in all. 16 of them. It's just incredible. So we don't need to dust off Dan Rather to tell us that this is not a normal election year. And history is watching. And Dan Rather won't be around to see the verdict. I probably won't be around to see the verdict. But he says, we will see whether major newscasts explain how grave and unprecedented this is, meaning Trump's statements, that Second Amendment people might have something to say about Hillary Clinton's Supreme Court picks. And we will. That's the voting booth. That's what he was talking about. So quit falling into this trap. Please, quit falling into this media trap. They're setting it for you. They're baiting you. That's why the left is going crazy. That's why Elizabeth Warren is going insane. To her, it's everything about boy versus girl. She's just, whatever. Topic is not her today. We will see whether major newscasts explain how grave and unprecedented this is and whether the headlines in tomorrow's newspapers do it justice, according to Dan Rather. We will know soon whether anyone who has publicly supported Trump explains how they can continue to do so. Well, that's easy. I can do that right now. I'm supporting Trump because the option is Hillary Clinton, and I'm voting my gun rights. Does that answer your question? Remember, Dan Rather was the anchor of the CBS Evening News for more than 20 years. He's now on Axis TV, something nobody's heard of, and if you don't buy the right package on satellite, you don't ever see Dan Rather. But he was run out for falsifying reports about George Bush trying to create his own October surprise, if you remember. I mean, this is who we're talking about here, and this is who the media trots out. I mean, this is who CNN brings up, the Clinton News Network.
Oh, it's good to see. Good to see Dan's back again. Where's he been? Somebody dust him off and give him a microphone. He can help me get back in the White House. My old lady just thinks she's going to be sitting at that desk. It's going to be me, not her. And I know where the humidor is. I hid one in there. Still got cigars in there, too. So go and dust off Dan Rather.
This is who we're talking about. This is crazy stuff we're talking about. Lots of crazy stories to talk with you about. Lots of news out there. Can we really talk about this stuff every single week for 1 hour? Yeah, we sure can. For a lot more than 1 hour, we'll be back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Crossbreed Holster Studios lit up, ready to rock and roll with you again today. The safest radio station in America, safest radio studios in America, I should say. AWR Hawkins, my great political analyst from Breitbart News, is all over the Trump thing. You know, media launches a full frontal on Trump, gun owners, and, you know, you expected this. They're not just attacking Donald Trump. You have to understand this. When they have an opportunity to come after Donald Trump on guns, they will take it every single time. Every single time. Why? Because it gives them the opportunity to attack who? To attack who? The gun lobby, right? Who is the gun lobby? You are the gun lobby. I am the gun lobby. Any law-abiding gun owner who values their gun rights is the gun lobby. If you're one of the individuals who are part of the soaring 215% record increase to 14.5 million concealed carry permit holders, you are the gun lobby. That's what Obama has done. Because a lot of people understand what it is he and Clinton are up to. Do you understand that? Of course you understand that. That's why you listen. That's why you listen to this program. So whenever you see, and AWR's piece is great. I think I have it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Go check it out. Or check it out, AWR Hawkins on Breitbart News. Just Google him. Just go to his Facebook page or his Twitter account at AWR Hawkins or at AAR Mark, and you'll find it. But read what he has to say about it. He gives a great take on it because he refers back to Federalist 46, written by James Madison, which we went into great detail on the Sunday Monster broadcast a few days ago. So go back and check it out. It all kind of dovetails together. But remember, the media is doing everything they can to make it look like Donald Trump is just an idiot. That's what they're doing. Oh, he's doing it all for himself. Look, he's an unconventional candidate. That's what people like about him. He's not saying the, you know, I go back and listen to a Hillary Clinton speech, stump speech. You can hear the same crap. Just matters what state she's in. And I promise to do this, and we're going to do this, and under my plan. People are over that. They're not getting that from Trump. The media doesn't know how to report it. So Trump says something. They don't like it. It's about gun owners and Second Amendment, and they go after him. Boom, boom, boom. Pretty much that simple. And you know, with me, it's really not as much my support for Donald Trump as it is my disdain for the press. I can't stand him. I've been watching him do this for years, been paying very careful attention to this stuff. Been writing about it, been talking about it, been analyzing it. And I have yet to be proven wrong. I can tie everything back. I can take anything wrong with this nation, and I can tie it back to the press. That's how powerful they are. So think for yourself. Go back, check this stuff out. Don't pay attention to what the media is telling you. Go back and find the truth. It's out there for you. If you want some help, just send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll be more than happy to give you some of the places I go to look for things. But back to those permits, Washington Examiner. We've already talked about this. John Lott was on the program twice in the last 10 days, 7 to 10 days. And he's written about and talked about, and he's talked about on this show and the weekend program, that Americans are now holding permits at record numbers. The Examiner's reporting that they're up 215% since 07. 14.5 million people. That's a record. Now, as far as I'm concerned, it's far too... And well, you've got to understand, too, that that's permits. You also have multiple states where permits are not required where people are carrying guns. Vermont, Alaska, Wyoming, of course, Arizona, Maine now, and others. Permitless carry. So the number of people who are actually carrying and using guns, using meaning carrying guns, because that's what a gun is, it's a tool. When I carry my gun, I'm using my gun. I'm using it to defend myself. I don't have to pull the gun and fire the gun to actually defend myself. I'm using the gun to defend myself by virtue of the fact that I'm carrying it. So that number, while it's higher than it's ever been, it's a record number, that number is also low because there are millions of people who are not included in that 14.5 million because they don't have permits. Now, according to John and the CPRC, last year alone, a record 1.73 million were approved in states that required permits. And according to the Examiner, well, you know, just according to this program, I refer to this article, but of course that surge is because of Obama and the threat. Nobody wants to take your guns. Hillary Clinton doesn't want to take your guns. She tells you when you're standing in the crowd with the terrorist father right behind her, supporting her with a Hillary hat and sign. Unbelievable. Father of a murderer, terrorist, Islamic, ISIS-pledged terrorist, murderer, sitting behind Clinton with a gun control sign. I mean, just amazing. It's upside-down planet we live in. And let me tell you something. Those seats behind the candidates that are in view of the cameras, those are by invitation only. Oh, he's just a registered. Lots of coincidences with the Clintons, isn't it? Isn't it something? How many coincidences there are? Yeah, those add up too. Bunch of suckers. Something else. But we all know why the increase in gun permits. It's because of the threats made by Obama. Threats for gun control. Weapons of war. Brings me to handguns, because that's what you carry with your permit, or handgun. Is my handgun a weapon of war? Yeah, there are armies around the country that carry the, around the world that carry the very gun I carry on my hip most of the time, the Glock. I guess that makes it a weapon of war. People are onto this stuff, and they know it. They know the threat is real. They know Obama's a liar. They know Clinton's a liar. That's, phew, good heavens. At least Obama gives himself plausible deniability. Clinton just lies to get around the lies that she lied about years ago when she was lying about the other lies. It's a never-ending battle. I don't know how she sleeps at night. I don't know how she keeps it together. But John Lott is on the money with this stuff. He talks about how the numbers have changed and points to many law enforcement officials who have actually suggested that Americans arm, according to this piece, arm up. And we all know who some of those are. Detroit's great police chief up there telling people, look, you got to arm yourself. I can't be everywhere. My boys and girls in blue can't be everywhere. Arm up. Of course, Sheriff David Clark, arm up. We have sheriffs around the country saying the same thing. And the vast majority of police officers, rank and file, and sheriffs, and even police chiefs around the country, all agree that the right of the people to keep and bear arms is one of not only our greatest assets, but theirs too. They understand we're a help. It's only the political elite who are protected by others that don't like your guns, because your guns give you the ability to say no. Is that a threat? We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 $1,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You like cashews? I like cashews.
No.
Just had one during the break. Cashews. I like cashews. Haven't had a cashew in a while. Cashews are good.
No.
No what?
I do not like cashews.
I wasn't asking you. I was asking the listener.
You said you. So I'm my bad.
Well, yeah, that's true. I did say you. Proof positive that radio was one-on-one. You took that personally. But you don't like cashews? You really don't want to?
No. I don't like anything pistachios? Except peanuts.
Yeah.
And I like well, them salted. Mean... I don't like that roasted stuff. I don't. They taste like they're fake. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. You probably get the same milkshake whenever you go get a milkshake that you've been getting since you were a kid and missing out on all different kinds of flavors. But that's a whole different show.
No. That's a different show. But for the record, I actually mix all the flavors together at different times. Thank you.
A suicide. That's what we used to call it when I was a kid.
Exactly.
Get all the sodas and mix them all up together. Get a suicide. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, you brought up some memories. I haven't heard that termination in years, man.
Oh, is that going to offend somebody nowadays? I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't call it. Maybe we shouldn't say that, huh?
Well, it's the part of drinking ice and syrup or milk and syrup is offensive to a lot of people anyway.
Okay. You know, I often say if you want to read crazy news, just look up Florida. It's always something crazy going on in Florida. Here's a Tampa Fox 13 report. And I like looking at this stuff because I'm from Tampa. And I'm looking forward to going back for the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Just made my flights, by the way. Some of my travel schedule picking up here for the fall. Convicted road rager killed an apparent road rage shooting. Now, the only thing that could make this better is if the guy's last name was Rager. Convicted road rager killed in apparent road rage shooting. Police said John Rager. You know, that wouldn't that fit? We see that a lot, but it's not the case here. But this is interesting because we have a driver. This stuff always kills me. This guy had a history of road rage violence. He was known to law enforcement. He'd been charged with it before. And apparently, I mean, this guy was 40 years old. 42 years old. No, he was 40 years old. And apparently he pulled a gun on somebody. And the other guy got the better of him and pulled a gun back and ended the road rager's road raging career. Now, this is interesting because when the cops were called, when they got to the scene, the guy who shot the road rager, who had done time in the early 2000s in connection with another road rage incident for manslaughter, he punched a guy. It made national news. I remember the story. He punched the guy and fell down. And in fact, that might have even been the case, one of the jury things I was called on that day. I'm thinking about that. I have to go back and look at those names. But I got called in for the jury pool, but never did. We got called. We were the last of the groups to get called in, but the judge called it off and said, that's it, go home. So I never had to go in and said they later seated another jury. But anyway, it made national news. And the guy who shot him in the incident was giving him CPR, trying to save his life when the cops got there. That tells me some things. He was very cooperative. It tells me that he was the victim. And when you look at this guy's history, now I may be wrong, I'm speculating here, but when you look at this guy's history, the guy who was killed, this guy had done time for getting physical with other people. And here he is involved in another road rage incident. There's a gun involved. He shouldn't have had a gun anyway. You know. But he did. See Chicago. See Detroit. See DC. And on down the line. But the fact that he was there helping the guy he shot, he was rendering aid. My guess is going to be that you're not going to see any charges filed against this guy. They're going to find out it was the other guy's fault, and it was a legitimate case of self-defense. It looks like it's stacking up that way. But you never know. I have no idea. Now we have a case out of Ohio. We talked about this one a while back. Some interesting things getting ready to come to light here. Some of the, you know, the chickens are coming home. Is what's happening here. Let me switch my glasses here and go back over to the computer. Remember the story of the concealed carry permit instructor in Ohio who died in his gun shop? The owner, we were talking about it a few months back, when some malfunction drills were being done in another classroom. Remember the story? Well, the instructor and the assistant, which is his daughter, have been indicted in that shooting. They called it an accident. It wasn't an accident. It was complete negligence. Guns don't go off accidentally. They're fired negligently. The trigger has to be pulled. Triggers are not accidentally pulled. They're negligently pulled. Words mean things. Let's get that straight. The 911 call came in and said, we were doing malfunction misfires and we have plastic bullets and we just double-checked the bullets and there was a live round in one of the guns, and it went through the wall and shot the owner in the neck. You remember this story? So Bob Owens wrote up about this thing, too. And his take on it was pretty interesting. I have to agree with him on this. Because the instructor was charged for felony reckless homicide. His daughter, the assistant, was charged with misdemeanor negligent homicide. And as Bob said, the student who loaded, chambered, and negligently fired the fatal shot has not been named. And he's, and I'm quoting Bob Owens here. He says, it's very difficult to make any sort of informed comment about the charges when so little information has been publicly shared about the details of the incident. I've personally never done malfunction clearance in a classroom setting. My malfunction clearance drills have all been conducted on a hot range where a malfunction is staged. The shooter clears the malfunction and then engages a target with one or more two shots. And then Bob goes on to basically say he doesn't understand why the two instructors alone are facing charges in this case and why the student who pulled the trigger negligently isn't facing any charges at all. So I'm having a tough time wrapping my head around this too, but I thought it was interesting and I wanted to give you an update because more information is now coming out about this. And Bob is absolutely right. I've done a ton of malfunction clearance drills, none of them in a classroom setting, all of them on a hot range. Done them with pistols and rifles. So I don't know how this is, this whole thing, there's something very strange going on with this. But Bob put up on the page, as he discusses this, the gun sight firearm safety rules, and I want to give them to you just so you know, because you can't overstate this. Number one, all guns are always loaded. See, if you follow these rules, you will never have a negligent discharge. All guns are always loaded. Number one. Number two, never let the muzzle cover anything which you are not willing to destroy. Number three, keep your finger off of the trigger until your sights are on target and you are ready to fire. And number four, always be sure of your target. And then we go a little step further. And what is beyond it? All right. All guns are always loaded. Never let the muzzle cover anything which you are not willing to destroy. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on the target. And number four, always be sure of your target. And we add to that, and what is beyond it? If you follow those rules, you will never have a negligent discharge. Okay? You're human. You're going to make a mistake at some point in time. It will happen to all of us. That's why we have to be aware of our surroundings constantly. That round should have never been in that room with the firearm, period. Should have never been there. That wasn't an accident. That was negligence. The whole situation could have been avoided. An individual is dead and lives are destroyed. When we come back, we will continue today's conversation on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I've got an email to read for you and a couple more stories. We'll move quickly. See you in a second. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Okay, we're going to move quickly here. USCCAonAir.com, USCCAonAir.com. The Gun A Day giveaway is great today. It's one of my favorite guns of all time. It's a Beretta M9, you know, a weapon of war. If they want to talk about weapons of war, well, you know, the Beretta M9's been carried by U.S. troops for years. Well, the Beretta M9, oh, it's a weapon of war. You want one? Manufacturer's suggested retail price, liberals, $948. All you have to do is head over to USCCAonAir.com and activate a subscription. The best value for you, I won't even give you the other two, because the best value is simply the $47 a year, which gives you the print edition of the magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, and the digital edition, and 100 hard copy back issues, okay, of Concealed Carry Magazine. I've been writing for the magazine for about 12 years. You'll love the magazine. There's nothing like it. It's award-winning for a reason. It covers everything. If you're considering carrying a firearm, maybe you don't carry it, you're a gun owner, you don't want to carry it, maybe you are a concealed carry, it doesn't make any difference. Concealed Carry Magazine is for you. There's something in there for everybody that's a gun owner or even thinking about it. And you're entered to win the gun of the day, which is the Beretta M9. And the grand prize winner, even if you don't win the gun, is going to win at the end of the month 1 pound of solid gold valued at about $22,000 and higher, probably $23,000, in the form of 16 gold American Eagles. So it's a no-brainer. $47 a year for a chance to win the Beretta. and be entered to win the gold. Here's the deal. If I walked into a casino in Vegas, and as soon as I walked in, one of the casino girls walked up to me and said, $47 drawing tonight gives you an opportunity to win a free handgun and put you in the running for the end of the month to win 1 pound of gold, would you part with the $47? Yeah, you would. In this case, you get the magazine. I'd do it without the magazine. In this case, you get the magazine. So make sure to head over and check it out, okay? All right, crazy stuff. DC Travel Group says no to NRA advertisements depicting guns. Did you see this stuff? It's a DC, Washington, D.C.-based travel guide. And they've been taking the NRA spots for quite some time, National Rifle Association. But they will no longer take the National Rifle Association spots, advertisements, that depict guns or ammunition in their guidelines. Take a listen to the statement. We are constantly evaluating how best to promote Washington, D.C. for visitors and have decided not to include images that can be considered controversial, which includes the Confederate flag and weapons. Oh, good heavens. We certainly recognize that the museum is a place to look, because it's what it is. It's for the National Rifle Association Museum is what the ad is for. You know, the History Museum, the Firearms Museum. We certainly recognize that the museum is a place to learn about American history, and we are willing to promote the museum without weapons imagery in our publications. It's the Firearms Museum. You know, firearms that built the country. And if you've never been to one of those, I've been to the one in Springfield, Missouri. Incredible. You see the old gunslingers' guns that they have in there? It's amazing. And we support the Second Amendment, but you don't support crap. We certainly recognize that the museum is a place to learn about American history. No, you don't. No, you don't. If you did, you'd recognize this aspect. So, you don't. It's politically correct, Democrat-run crap. And you know that. That's why you're an Armed American Radio listener. Just, this is what we face in America today. I got to go back to Tampa for just a minute. Actually, I could go to Orlando for just a minute. Another bizarre case in Orlando. Guy tried to get into the Magic Kingdom with a firearm, and when he was randomly selected to go through the metal detector, that's when he said, oh, I have a gun. And he said he was a cop, and he was a cop with a department in Arkansas. And he had all of his credentials with him. So Disney Security called the department. They said, no, we fired him for being dishonest and a liar 3 years ago. He shouldn't have his credentials. Well, he did. The only thing that would have made this story any better if his name was like John Phoney or something like that. But it wasn't. Disney World. I get that question all the time. Can you carry your concealed firearm in Disney as a permit holder? Not anymore, you can't. I used to. I've done it before. Pre-9/11. And I did it post-9/11, too. Carried a small firearm into Disney. But they have upped their security somewhat now. Random metal detectors and so forth. Lots of searches. I certainly wouldn't recommend you do that. Leave your firearm in your car when you go to Disney. You'll be okay. And one more story out of Florida. Very sad, but it goes right back to that negligence that we were talking about. You may or may not have heard this. This has made national news. A woman who was fatally shot during a Citizens Police Academy demonstration. I don't know if you saw this or not. This is a tragedy all the way around. But it goes right back to what we were talking about before, and this is why I want to mention it to you, because there's no such, this is not accidental. This is negligence. It was down in Punta Gorda, in between Sarasota and Naples, basically. It happened at the Punta Gorda Police Department headquarters, right at the HQ. She was participating in a shoot, don't shoot role-playing scenario. I've been in those. They're a lot of fun. And in this case, the demonstration involved an officer who was supposed to instruct the class about making decisions using simulated lethal force. During that demonstration, this woman was mistakenly struck with a live round. Oh, boy, to say the least. And the statement is, our entire police department and all of our city leaders are absolutely devastated for everyone involved in this unimaginable event. Counseling is being made. So the question is begged, how in the world and why in the world was there a live round? It's easy to speculate, but we won't, because we don't know. We'll just tell you that if you follow those four rules, this isn't an issue. And understand that human beings make mistakes, and you're a human being, and you can and you will make a mistake. As a responsible gun owner, you can't afford to make that mistake. Make the mistake of forgetting to paint your mailbox and getting a nasty letter from the Homeowners Association, okay? Don't make the mistake of emptying the magazine and failing to check the chamber. Don't do it. It won't come out well. I have emails, and I'm not going to be able to get to them, unfortunately, and I had a good one, too. So I think what I'll do is save some of the emails, maybe for Friday. We'll see. But do yourself a favor. I don't have enough time to get to the email. It was a good one. It was about air travel with firearms. Do we have time here? Continue to love the show. Had a realization the other day that I would love your thoughts on due to your many discussions on past shows about how easy it is to legally fly with firearms. I've done this now on several occasions. I did all my homework, etc. And it dawned on me each and every time that I checked my firearm at the airport, no matter which state I was in, I was never asked to see my concealed carry permit. That just occurred to me the other day, and honestly, I'm confused why they did not ask. Here's why. This comes from Neil. Neil, I'm not trying to sound condescending. Don't mean to. I've met you at the NRA convention, and I know who you are. You're talking about the airport check-in clerk. The airport check-in clerk doesn't care less about your concealed carry permit. It's not none of her business. You have a right to transport your firearm. You do not need a concealed weapons license to transport a firearm from point A to point B under federal law. It's not necessary. So the day that airline check-in ticket counter agents begin checking me for my concealed carry permit is the day we've got a lot bigger problems in this country than we already do. Show me your papers, please. It doesn't work that way. You have a right to carry your firearm in a checked-in bag, and you don't need to show them your concealed license because your concealed license isn't necessary to transport your firearm. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.